California lawmakers are resuming their session. At the top of the to-do list, mending California's coronavirus-ravaged economy and fixing a state unemployment agency that's at the center of a titanic fraud case that could exceed $2 billion. They already have introduced numerous bills responding to the pandemic, ranging from extending protections for renters to attempting to regain some decision-making authority they had delegated to Governor Gavin Newsom. They pushed back their usual start by 1 week because of the latest coronavirus surge. Among their most urgent priorities, lawmakers are racing to extend eviction protections that would otherwise expire January 31st. Newsom proposed a $227 billion budget Friday that would take effect July 1st, but he's asking lawmakers to act sooner on a number of proposals he says are necessary to help the state recover from the pandemic. That includes giving a one-time stimulus payment of $600 to taxpayers who earn less than $30,000 annually. The effort would cost the state $2.4 billion. Newsom also wants the state to pony up $575 million for grants to small businesses, plus millions more in loans and fee waivers. And he's proposing the state spend $2 billion to help schools pay for testing, ventilation, and personal protective equipment in hopes they'll resume in-person instruction. Legislative leaders have pledged to act quickly, but they have their own ideas on how to address those issues. Lawmakers from both parties are eager to revamp the state's beleaguered Employment Development Department, which at one point had a backlog of 1.6 million initial and continuing claims from workers who lost their jobs to the pandemic. The department has resolved more than 91% of those claims, but the backlog has been growing again as California has imposed new lockdown orders last month to try to stem an unprecedented surge in coronavirus cases that threatens to overwhelm the medical system. The department also has struggled to root out fraud. Meanwhile, Republicans and some Democrats are chafing under strict stay-at-home orders and other measures by Newsom, a Democrat who lawmakers initially granted extraordinary authority to act unilaterally early in the pandemic. They'll consider bills to change that. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.